Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
On this Thursday, welcome to the icebox of New Hampshire, the live free or die state, unless you expire from frostbite. It's chilly in this quintessential New England place. You might begin humming, "Here Comes the Sun," in early May, if global warming kicks in. The Granite State is a tough area where whiners are shunned. Ice hockey without helmets, ice fishing with no shelter, steak and eggs, high cholesterol is a hobby. New Hampshire. Donald Trump, not a favorite son here. Too bellicose, too city slicker. The conservative areas north of Concord like his policies, but in general, his style is too brash for this rural place. Nikki Haley plays well in the southern part of the state, which is dominated by Boston commuters fleeing punitive taxation. The South Carolinian is a factor here, and a good amount of Democrats will vote for her in the open primary next Tuesday in order to hurt Trump. If Haley wins or even comes close, the corporate media will coalesce around this simple message: Trump is damaged. Joe Biden not even on the ballot because New Hampshire people loathe him. Ron DeSantis bolted from Iowa to South Carolina, but he's back in New Hampshire now. He's polling in the single digits, though. He doesn't have a chance. So that is the setup. Trump versus Haley next Tuesday. Let the snowball fight begin. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.